Hello, guys. Welcome to the podcast. How are we?
Yay! It's podcast time.
It doesn't matter what you...
Just turn Jade's down like halfway down.
Try it now.
She's mic two. You're putting her up.
One, two.
You're mic two.
Oh, I'm mic two.
That's better, one, two. Jade. Jesus.
That's the level Jade needs to be at.
Start again.
Technology.
Yeah. Let's start again. No, you scream into the microphone.
I don't scream.
Put your headphones on. You can't hear yourself.
I don't scream.
Jade doesn't want to because she's videoing herself.
No. I'm not. Those videos are on right now.
You ready? Stop. Hey, guys. Welcome to the podcast. Hello.
Hey. Hello.
Hello, Jade. Glad to hear you're not screaming into the microphone today. It's an issue.
It's a treat.
I do what I can, you know.
Yeah, it's Jamie. Sorry about that. Oh my god. Great day today. I'm feeling good.
Yeah,
let
you
me tell
good.
You, I must have been harboring some, you know, backed up stuff yesterday because, man, I feel light as a feather after my trip to the bathroom yesterday.
If Maddie's ever in a bad mood, we have to ask him if he's backed up because honestly,
really?
No, because he has bad gut issues. You don't look after yourself well enough.
Do you know what? It's because I think I'm like gluten intolerant.
Yeah. Oh.
But I just totally ignore
you
it.
You just love pizza.
Yeah.
Isn't Domino's your number one food?
When you
I think they have gluten-free options.
When
now.
Your stomach... Who wants to eat a gluten-free Domino's pizza? Like, I'll pass,
no, thanks.
I've eaten gluten-free and it's not that bad.
What, was that a trend that you were on?
No. I'm not one of those people that like to go on a fad diet because it's the in thing to do. But I do believe that gluten-free food is better for you because yeast is man-made. It's not natural.
No, that's absolutely not true. Yeast exists out there in the world.
No, like bread. Bread's not good for you. It's man-made. Bread doesn't exist. We make bread from wheat.
Sure, but yeast absolutely exists.
Yeah, but wheat isn't something that we should
yeast
turn
is,
into food.
It's a culture. Wheat, it's alive.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
No. We're meant to eat either meat, fish, like chickens and their eggs, and like bugs and grubs. It's unnatural to make things that are processed.
Oh, look. Processed food probably isn't as good for you, but I'm just sticking to my original point. Yeast exists out there and is natural.
Yeah, but I was talking about bread.
Oh, okay. That's different.
Like, beer is not good for you.
Well, look, it depends on what day of the week you're talking about.
I mean, I reckon there's a bunch of people that would argue the opposite, that beer is really good for
you. What's today? It's Tuesday, isn't it?
You know, it feels later in the week.
I want
a
beer after
work. Do you have
a
hangover, Maddie?
No, I don't actually. Although I did have a beer yesterday.
Why'd you put your sunnies on? Are you one of those cool kids?
I just wanted to... like experience what it would be like to be one of those really big celebrities that wear
Bono.
Sunglasses inside all the time.
Everyone hates those people.
Newcastle's Bono.
You know what? Very annoying wearing sunglasses inside.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I actually find, in general, sunglasses are too dark for me even outside. It takes a very, very bright day for me to like the effect of sunglasses.
I wonder why.
That's... I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I just have dark eyes. Like they're just taking less light than average.
Do you know what? That's just as scientific as Jade's yeast facts.
Oh, mine's just a guess.
I have dark
mine's
eyes.
Mine's at least fact.
No, yours still isn't fact, Jade. Yeast is a natural thing that occurs in the
Can
environment.
We, is yeast?
You just watch
natural.
It happen. It's a living organism, Jade.
Says wild natural yeast is everywhere, in the air you breathe, on the bark of trees, on leaves. For centuries, both berries have been used as a natural start for bread
yeast.
This
is too much. Yeast is a single-cell organism called Saccharomyces cerevisiae, which it needs food, warmth, and moisture to thrive. It converts its food, sugar, and starch
it's
through fermentation
fungus.
Into carbon dioxide
yeast
and alcohol. Is the carbon dioxide that makes baked goods rise.
So you can actually, like, and this is, if you're wanting to make, say, bread or beer or something like that, you can just collect a wild yeast out in the world. Ooh. Just by, like, scraping a tree.
Really?
Yeah.
That's quite incredible. So when the supermarket's out, just go and scrape some trees.
Yeah, but the thing Beautiful. Is, yeast is what makes a lot of the taste, right? So... if you get a yeast that isn't very good, it will make the thing taste different.
Wow.
So that's a lot of what makes different beers, different types of beers, taste different.
So this is why they say wheat products like bread contain gluten, a specific type of protein that helps dough rise and gives it an elastic texture.
That's, it gives it that chewiness.
Yeah,
that
well,
we
there you
love,
go.
Like in a sourdough.
Oh, no, you have an autoimmune disorder, Maddie. You're going to die.
Oh, Dr. Jade, what are we going to do?
Honestly, gluten damages the lining of your small intestine and impairs nutrient absorption.
Can you not predict whether or not I'll live into the future, Jade? I'd really appreciate that. Hey, do you know what? I'm very excited about this because, of course, we have a good little, you know, podcast family that listens to this show.
Mm-hmm.
Always, you know, having a chat to us and whatnot. So what we thought we'd do, it takes a real fan of the show to listen through the shit that we talk about here. And
I agree, and
it takes a real fan to appreciate the shit that we talk about. Like, we've just spent 4 minutes talking about yeast. So if you're still here, we need to tell you about our new Facebook group.
Yes.
That we've just created today. And, you know, we're limited as to what we can say on the radio show. And to be honest, even here sometimes. So we've created a Facebook page for the true fans called JMK Pod Fam.
Yeah.
JMK Podfam. If you're a fan of the show and you get our wacky sense of humours, follow the group. We'd really like to have you on there.
And we'd like to chat to you on there as well. Like, if you've got
interact,
feedback, ideas.
Well, sometimes consumers of the podcast don't live in Newcastle.
That's right.
So, actually, quite a lot of the podcast consumers aren't from Newcastle. So, if you want to interact with us, please hit us up on JMK Podfam.
That's it, on Facebook.
On Facebook.
It's a secret. Is it a secret,
it's a secret group
or a private group?
Well, it's a private group.
It's a private group. No, so you can
private.
Find it, but you have to answer a couple of questions about us. Not everyone can just get in.
Exactly right. It's a club. Join the club.
It's a club, yeah.
Fun well, times.
Let's go. I'm going to put my sunnies back on.
What are you, quickly before we do, what are you all doing today?
You invited us to yours for a boozy lunch.
Oh, did I? I must have been real drunk when I did that because I don't remember that at all.
I want to have a sleep before I play hockey tonight.
Oh, you got hockey. That's right. And Maddie, you were going to hockey.
But now you're not because
you've dogged it like a dog.
You're scared.
What did you say this morning? God, you're a real prick when you want to be, Clevo. You really are. Do you know what? So Jade started playing field hockey once a week. She plays pickleball on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. She works on the week. What else do you do? Your extracurricular
activities.
That's
about it.
I like to be lazy during the week after work. And
fair call.
Just because you want to go and do all of these nighttime activities.
I'm not asking you to join in. I'm just asking
me
you if you
watch,
want to come watch.
You're wanting me to watch. I would.
Do you want to be the godfather of my child? Just saying.
Well, that's a false promise. That's a you're never going to make me the godfather
question,
of your baby.
Question.
Oh, you'll never know, will you?
Question. Would you make him the godfather of your dogs right now? So if you
Well, we all know
away,
she puts dogs above humans.
If you,
so
is
that's
even,
a no.
It's an even bigger offering, I would say. So if you and Benny pass away, do the dogs go to Maddie? That would be.
I don't want them.
That's terrible.
You've got a dog, Creva. Would you take on the cheese?
It's a lot. A lot. Three more dogs is a lot.
But they're amazing.
I know they are. They're very cute. Aww. I'd consider it. But I don't know them that well. I've only met them maybe 4 times.
That's true. They don't bark at Maddie anymore.
That's good.
See, they do love me, but I'm like the uncle that doesn't want to cuddle. Or like, that sounded really weird.
You pervert!
I just don't like they shed a lot of hair, and I've got sensitive sinuses, so I'll go home and I'll sneeze.
No, you don't.
Can he's you not tell me who I am?
You do not.
Jade, he's a sensitive young man.
He's got a sensitive stomach.
Not a sensitive sinus and
what
a sensitive
a load
soul.
Of crap. I've never heard such bollocks in all my life.
Sometimes, look, I'm standing up for you here, Maddie.
Thank you.
You're a sensitive man, and if Jade can't understand that, that's, you know, you have to.
You know what? You're fired.
Good. I didn't realize that you I had a job to begin with. Because if you offered me the job... I'm going to say no. I'm sorry. Do you know what? I'd be great with a child.
Shame.
I'd be a great godfather.
The fun one.
I have a theory, right?
Mm. So what is it?
Jade said that if she has a baby, she wants her mother-in-law to move back to Newcastle so she has a babysitter.
I did that's say that. True. Now, I think that's reasonable.
I think you're thinking about having a child. Your mother-in-law doesn't want to move back to Newcastle and you're just looking for people to babysit your kids.
100%.
Backup babysitter.
I've worked too hard for this job.
And can I just tell you, I'm not going to buy them expensive presents for their birthdays.
What are you going to give them?
Kmart gifts.
Fucking a yo-yo.
What's wrong with that?
Full of classic strings. Toys. Say, here, kids, go. Here's a cardboard couple box. A couple of plastic cups and some string. Go a make a telephone. Ducky.
You know what? Kids love cardboard
bullshit.
Boxes.
Do you know what you'll do? You'll go buying them a radio and you'll sit them in front
and
of it.
And glue it on new
and
FM
you'll
only.
Make them listen. So this is Uncle Matty. You want to be like me when you grow up? That's
you know what? I'm going to encourage no child to be like me when they grow up. This is what you shouldn't be like.
Yeah, that's right. Be like your mother. She's an idol.
She's Newcastle's biggest star. Look at her.
You want to be a star when you grow up? That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Be like your
mother. That's
like
good. You know, you want to promote, put me on a pedestal so, you know, they exactly. stay on the straight and narrow.
Oh, well, I'm glad we sorted all that out.
Don't you feel offended that, really, you're the responsible choice to be a godparent?
I'm already a godparent.
Yeah, you can have multiple.
You haven't been doing a very good job.
What are you talking
about?
Well,
when do you ever FaceTime the child? You never talk about
What's
it on the show.
What's the child's name?
Max.
And
how old is Max?
Did you send Max a Christmas present?
Yeah, of course I did. Yeah.
What did you buy Max for Christmas?
Volkswagen car, like toy car, full
Second
model.
Hand?
No. Brand new.
From how your wheeling and dealing?
Max is turning 3 soon.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You're back in the running.
Yeah. No, I'm good. Oh, I didn't realize it was in or out. But I'm sweet with the amount of responsibility
Crevo's
I've got.
Crevo's a homeowner as well. So yeah. You know if Crevo doesn't have children that you could possibly get some inheritance out of Crevo. God forbid, touch wood.
That is true.
Touch for
no,
Micah.
It's not about that. It's, you know, guidance. Spiritual.
See, and Jade likes your spiritual vibes.
I do.
Well, you're void of spiritual vibes.
I used to be more spiritual.
Why aren't you?
Don't I? Just
you
like
think
science.
It's a crock of shit.
There's a higher power, let me tell you.
It comes and goes. But at the moment, I'm on a real science kick at the moment. Just love it.
He's
no
a
one's doubting
man.
Science, but there's more to life. Then a big bang, just saying.
Crevo's like the Riddler from Batman. A big question mark over on the front of his shirt.
I'm a mysterious man.
You know what? It was me influencing Year of the Aliens and the Pyramids.
Oh, it absolutely isn't. That's one thing I'm not.
You need to YouTube that.
No, because YouTube is the home of conspiracy theory.
No, there's proper
theory.
Documentaries on it.
There's no proper documentaries showing aliens building the pyramids. If you see that and think it's real...
No, not like that. There's science. Oh, look, I'll find you the link. You just need to keep an open mind.
You know what?
That's
you can
all.
Share that link on our JMK PodFam
I will.
Facebook page. It's
yes.
the home of whatever you want to share.
So it's JMK PodFam.
Can I just talk about your quote of the day on your story? I'm just flicking
what
through.
What have I done now?
A person becomes 10 times more attractive not by their looks, but by their acts of kindness, love, respect, honesty, and loyalty they show.
That's all true.
I like that.
That's nice.
God, you're full of it.
You've got to spread love, Maddie.
I mean, you could...
Oh, my God, your stories are whack lately.
That's not me. I didn't put music over that. I don't know where you're getting that from.
Anyway,
at the Jade Leader.
At the Jade Leader if you want to see some cook shit today.
What the hell?
All right, well,
that's
I'm going to go.
Bye, beautiful people.
See ya.
is awesome.
Now I should like to have you meet who pilots this here and our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else? What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Jade will take anything that isn't glued down.
That's
this
incredible.
Is why she has the nickname around the office. Bowerbird Jade.
I've never written. And it's true. That's true.
This is The Novos.
New FM. That makes the
world go. Good morning, guys.
Good
How
morning.
Are we today?
I don't think the mics were on then.
What did you say?
I could hear you down my headphones.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I said that is the best entry I think I've ever written if the mics were on. We don't know if they're on or off.
No, they were on.
Oh, good. Oh, well.
You know, whenever the...
Jade's starting the show early.
You know, whenever the opener's playing, Jade?
Yes.
Just zip it,
though.
Just zip it.
Well, for those who don't know...
Just do a quick check. Is your computer on silent today?
Oh,
and
no.
Your phone.
There
Thank
we
you.
Go. There we go. But I was reading entries for our mini golf masters, and I just got the best one come through, and it's made my day.
Well, tell us more, Jade.
All right.
There's quite the hook.
So, all right. This person goes on Tani. Expect a call. She goes, I'm Jade's kindred spirit.
I don't know about that. I don't have to go to the committee.
She goes, I'm the most competitive person on the planet. I absolutely hate to lose and will sulk for days. To top it off, like Jade, I see the value in getting the soaps and shampoos from hotel stays. I've even gone so far as to overcome the challenge of hotels who put their soap and shampoo in wall dispensers. I take a bottle from home and pump that stuff out. See? Competitive. I will not be beaten. Oh, I like the sound of this.
You know
chick.
What? I don't think she likes you very much.
I don't mind. The competitiveness is great. Like, I never thought to take a bottle from home to pump out the wall dispenser soaps.
I don't know if we can have this person because, like, we don't want them going into Superpart and nicking all the soap.
Yeah. Like put that in my bag.
Superputt's just a, you know, a little local business. We can't have people nicking all the soap.
Hey,
that's
Jade,
amazing.
I don't know if you agree with this. I think she's your number one fan.
You know what? I think you're right.
Jade's number one fan, Tani.
If you think you're a bigger fan of Jade, get in touch with the show.
It's not about being a fan, but I think that is a really great entry.
Not at all.
And I'll see you at the bodyboard.
Oh, good stuff. You can still enter our mini golf masters at newfm.com.au. Lads versus lasses up next, though, Crevo.
That it is. So this is our ultimate battle of the sexes. It goes all year. We keep track and we're seeing, you know, basically who's better at answering relatively simple questions, I reckon.
I don't know.
13:10:09, we need one guy, one girl, get on the phone. Today we've still got the Tessellate beach towels. These things are insta-famous, worth about $80. You'll want to get your hands on one.
UFM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus lasses.
And we are still on the hunt for a lad. So come on, guys. We've got to win this because we're still on a huge winning streak. In fact, lad's currently leading 12-8.
Ooh.
Absolutely smashing
Keep
it.
Keep sleeping.
We're almost a week ahead.
I know. That's what I...
Good buffer, right?
Exactly right. Mm. Eventually, we want to get it so you can have a couple of weeks off even. We'd be totally sweet. Right? So we do need a guy. Call through now. 13.
Look, the comeback's coming. The comeback's
okay,
coming.
Okay, sure. I believe it.
Alrighty. So we're going to Kim this morning. She thinks Brad Pitt is a perfect 10. If she had to lose a body part, she would get rid of her fingernails. Ooh. And her caravan is the best purchase she has ever made. Hey, Kim.
Hi, how you going?
What an insight. Why the fingernails?
Oh, ever since I was a little girl, I've had terrible fingernails. And do you think I can grow them? No.
Oh, you're an nail biter?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Jade is as well, actually.
Nervous nail biter.
Mm. Yeah.
Definitely. It's the stress from working with a couple of clowns, you know what I mean?
My mother's the same, Kim. She when she was in school, people used to tease her and say she had Fred Flintstone nails.
Oh,
isn't
that's
that
terrible.
Awful? She doesn't. Just get the stick on ones, Kim. That'll be right.
All right. Well, let's see if you can be a winner this morning and take it home for the lasses. Your first question. The Tirana is an old school model of car made by which brand?
right, Anna.
It used to be everywhere.
Holden. Yeah, I know.
I used to have one.
Oh, my God.
You had one,
Okay, question two.
I knew they were everywhere.
Which team won the Super Bowl yesterday? Oh, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Great game. I watched it, actually.
Who watches the actual Super Bowl?
Me.
Like, I watch the halftime show.
I watched a little bit of it.
Oh, you even watched it.
Kimmy, what's going on?
This has been custom made for you, Kim.
Next question. What are your children's names?
Okay, Kim. Here we go. Question three. When it comes to tools, which is more efficient, a brushless motor or a motor with brushes?
A motor with brushes.
Oh, no.
Brushless motors, they are more efficient.
Well, just hold the line.
Less parts, I guess.
You could still walk away. Oh, that's all right, kid. It's all right.
Don't be too upset.
Just hold the line. Okay. Let's go to Justin. He's from Singleton. And if he could change his name, he would go by Mark. Oh, there you go. Crevo, great name. His most useless talent is opening a beer with his belly button. Hey, Justin, how are you?
Hey, morning, guys.
Hey, mate. How long did it take to perfect the opening of the beer with the belly button?
Well, all I can say is there's been plenty of practice over the years to perfect it.
Do you have a big rig?
Sorry?
Do you have a big rig?
I do have a big rig.
So you kind of need that sort of bulbous type shape.
Absolutely.
Love it. All right, let's get into the questions for you, mate. You need just one right today to walk away with the win. Question one, multiple choice. What is Neutrogena Hydro Boost? Is it A, shampoo, B, a moisturizer, or C, conditioner?
Moisturizer.
Correct, which means you win.
Go the lads.
Tessellate Beach Towel, all yours. Make your beach days better this summer with Tessellate Beach Towels. Tessellate.com to check those out, guys. Up next, I'm very excited, Crevo. We have discovered something about you.
Oh, good.
And we are going to stitch you up next. You have no idea about what we're about to do, but it's funny.
A big old stitch up.
Natty was like a kid at Christmas last night. He called me up. He was giggling like a high school girl. It was hilarious.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this.
Okay. Crevo's big surprise, minutes away at New FM.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo, got a surprise for you, my friend.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
I love a good stitch up.
Yeah, we all do.
You are an enigma.
What do you mean by that?
Like, you're a bit of a mystery man. Like, you know, you keep to yourself.
A mystery man?
This is all I've been hearing for the last 5, 8, 6, 8 hours.
You keep to yourself.
6, 8 hours?
All the time that we've been awake.
You know what? We haven't been awake all night. When I think of you, Crevo, just when I think I figured you out, you totally surprise me.
This is interesting.
We all know you've got a bit of a comedic background.
You were inspired by that Zach Galifianakis guy.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Now, for those that are new to the show, Crevo likes to do parody videos.
Well, back in the day.
We're talking 8 years ago, right?
Something like that. I probably haven't done any since then. And I leave them on the internet for all eternity because I think, like, I could pull them down. But it's just, like, it's just a part of your fabric of who you are.
Occasionally, I'll wander over to your YouTube page and I've discovered something that just really made my night yesterday that I need to share.
A new tab. He found a hidden tab that he didn't know that he could click on.
On YouTube, there's like your home page and the video tab, which has all of them. So I was only looking on the home page, which are the highlighted ones. Right. There's a whole heap of treasure in the video tab, which I would like to share with you today.
Honestly, I can't even remember what's there, but I'm interested and intrigued.
Crevo, this...
As if you can't remember.
No.
Honestly, let me just play this.
Let me play it.
I honestly have no idea what this is.
This is Mark Crevo, hard out here for a fish.
I suppose I should tell you what this fish is thinking. You'll find me in the ocean. I hope not in the kitchen. I hope I won't get caught in your lines or nets. I'm friends with Nemo and he isn't caught yet. The fish gets caught They cut out the guts. When Rex Hunt is fishing, no one makes a fuss. Don't want to be on a plate or tricked
by
bait.
My favourite part's coming up.
I wish I was a protected species, then I'd feel safe. Sometimes I'm scared of becoming sashimi. Sliced up on sushi rice, who can blame me? There's people trying to catch me because I taste good with chips. It's hard out here.
Get ready.
It's hard out here for a fish.
I stand by it.
That's the best bit.
That is some of your best work, Crevo.
Thank you. I stand by it for what it is, you know? It's, like I said, I was going for that, like, lo-fi Zach Galifianakis vibe, and I think it stands up.
I want to make a... I don't think it's bad. It fascinates me. Like,
there's probably more in there.
You should see the video. He's cut out little, like, pictures of fish, and it's, like, a real cool little slideshow.
It was at a time when making a video is actually a full production.
Did you almost swear?
Production.
So what I thought we'd do this week is our 620 series
Crevo's
YouTube.
Oh, go for it. Yeah, I'm into it. Some of this stuff might get a new life. You never know.
Sometimes I'm scared of becoming sashimi.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. That makes the
world go. I just want to say a big congratulations to my housemates, Matt and Vic, who purchased their first home yesterday, guys.
Yay. They actually buy a house.
Yeah.
I thought they just got approval from the banks.
It's so exciting.
They found a house, which is so great. So I'm thinking I'm going to, like, take over the lease for our place, right? And I was thinking about asking one of the girls we work with to move in with me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That'll be good.
Anyway, Jade, you've just had a total meltdown, doll. What's wrong?
What do you mean?
You called Crevo here last night and said, Maddie can't live with another girl.
I didn't say those exact words, did I?
You said you were worried that you'd lose him as a friend.
I was like, she'll come in, you guys will go partying all the time, and you'll leave me at home to rot like, you know, an 80-year-old woman. I was sad.
But then, Jade, you gotta think that, like, maybe you'll go hang out there more, like more radio station friends at the one apartment.
That is true, because now I can, like, come round and, like, sleep on the couch. And
the radio station version of Friends.
Exactly. You like that show, don't you?
I prefer Seinfeld, but that's cool.
Yeah, you can handle clearly. That's good, isn't have a it? Look. I haven't heard. She hasn't stopped talking about it this morning.
You'll be right, Jade.
No.
You're too possessive, Dale. You've got to stop sometimes.
I know. Just don't like sharing you with others, okay? Is that fine?
Because I'm a plaything for you. Oh, good. I won't ditch you, Jade. It's fine.
Good.
You got nothing to worry
about. Let's save that recording, producer
Friends
Jackson.
Friends forever.
We parked that.
Park it. Right. Get over it, doll.
I'm over it.
13:10:09 next. We're after your chili injuries. Now, I know this sounds a bit weird, but what I'm talking about is you touch the really hot chili and then maybe you touch something else, body part-wise. Eye, downstairs eye, etc.
Happened to you?
It's happened to me. Cutting up, I think they were habaneros.
And very hot.
And then, like, you just cooking, doing other things.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to the toilet and I touched the old fella.
Burning sensation.
I don't know about that.
Obviously, you're not allergic at Crevo to chili. Are you allergic?
No, I'm not allergic. Hard for you, Crevo.
Sometimes I'm scared of becoming
it's hard out
Jimmy.
Here.
Like,
sorry, I had to play that.
Yeah, 13:10:09. Your chili injuries. I think it's a very memorable thing when it happens.
Imagine getting chili in the eye.
The ultra.
Do you have to go to hospital for that?
No, I've had it in the eye before. It's very painful. You just need to sit there and just wash your eye out for a good 20 minutes.
That sounds terrible.
It's awful.
13, 10, and 9. We're doing chili injury stories next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
We are after your chili injury story.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of hot chilies out there, and they're getting more and more common. Like, you go in the supermarket, you get like 20 different hot ones now.
Oh, yeah, they're like the thing.
Yeah, so a little while ago I was cutting habaneros, which are sort of medium to hot, and then I touched the old fella when I went to the toilet. Very, very painful. Hard to forget that situation.
What do you do? Do you get the hose out or... What jump you, in the shower.
That was, are we talking about before the incident?
No, or? After the incident. Obviously, when you've got it on your old fella, like, what do you do?
I think I did put some ice on it. Shower, actually. I was like, maybe this is the way to. Because at first you think it's a slow building heap.
Yeah.
At first you think, oh, this is not too bad. I'll remember not to do that again. Oh, this is getting worse. Now it's a real problem. Time for a shower.
Out of 10, what would the pain be? 10 being really painful.
Like an 8?
Wow.
7 or an 8? Okay. I don't know. It's like a shocking pain. Once
so would you
really
rather get hit in the jewels or have the chili on you?
The jewels. That's one of the worst pains
take
ever.
Take the habanero chili.
I'll do
the habanero again. much worse, much worse. But still very painful.
What did you say to your fiancé when you're, you know, mucking about after that? We're calling on the old fella. Emmy,
help me.
Yeah, something along those lines.
You should have put it in a cup of milk.
Well, I'm not doing that. That's just really weird.
No, weird. It's not. Just dab it with a bit of cotton wool.
I reckon it would work, though.
Probably would. It probably would.
We're going to Jaden. Hello.
Hey, Jaden.
Hello.
Hey, tell us about your chili injury.
So just before I turned 5, my brother dared me to eat chili from my granddad's garden. And me being the little kid that I was, said, okay, sure. He told me it was sweet. So we found out I was allergic to chilies that day.
Oh, God. So did you end up in hospital or what?
Yeah.
So what, did you blow up like a hot air balloon? Like what happened?
My tongue swelled up first and then went in and crying to mom and... She went, oh my God, and ran me to hospital. It swelled up and had to get some needles and all that.
Oh my God.
Jaden, what a disaster. I mean, they must have felt really bad afterwards.
Oh, my brother still finds it funny.
Parenting 101, I love
great,
that.
Great sense of humor.
Do you have to get around with an EpiPen now?
Oh no, I just avoid it.
Yeah, avoid the chilies. I know I'm a sicko, but I always wanted to someone an EpiPen. Like, because we got trained how to use EpiPens when I was an air hostess, and I always wanted to jab somebody.
Do you keep one with you? No. That'd be a great, like, opportunity, because sometimes people are like, who's got an EpiPen? Well, I see that on TV shows.
I don't know if it's a thing.
I've never seen it in real life.
Do you know what else isn't a thing, though, Jade?
What?
A desire to carry around an EpiPen because.
Very unusual. Let's just say that.
Oh, you do have a chili there. What did you bring?
Oh, so yeah, just quietly.
This is what we do on FM radio. We follow it up with a funny prank.
So one of my friends, he has the Carolina
Reaper,
which is the world's hottest chili. And
like, is he growing them?
I think so. I don't know where he got it from. Like, we have a whole heap of them.
He goes to a special chili dealer.
To the point where I actually packed gloves today, so like, to handle it, because I wasn't sure if you guys wanted to try it on a cracker.
I don't think I want to.
I don't particularly want to,
just
but
a little bit. I won't put a lot.
Why don't you do it?
Is it cut up?
Oh, I'm allergic. That's why
I know. I know you're not. That's the biggest lie I've ever heard. You've just tried a bit of it before.
Okay, hold on.
This is the sort of chili, right? Just to give you some context.
Yeah.
If they've got a huge pot of soup, you just dip it in there, stir it around, and take it back out again. So whole soup pot is flavoured.
I kid you not. If you love chili,
I don't react well to chili. I'm going to say no.
Oh, you've only got the spicy end with the tiny seeds.
No, it's not. It's
yeah,
not
yeah. That's the hottest bit.
I'm going to say.
Oh, I'm
no.
not eating that.
Nah.
Oh, you're just wiping it.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, I'll eat that.
That'll be fine.
Eat it up, Cruvo. Take one for the team. No, I'm not eating it, Jade.
I don't know if I put a lot on it or not.
You know what? That is actually quite hot, considering you just wiped the chili on the cracker.
Yeah, it's...
Are you right?
Are you okay? It's really hot. You know, this chili is in the world's Guinness Book of Records. You're going red.
It's actually very hot. I did not expect that.
Yeah.
You have one.
Me? I had one last night. I've already lived this experience.
I ain't no
sucker. Come on, Maddie. Come on, mate.
You all right, Krivo?
Are you a man?
All right. I'm going to be all right.
He's
are you sure?
Yeah,
I'm
okay.
You need some milk?
No, I think I just need a minute. Can we play a song or something?
Yeah, of course.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Krivo.
Love it. Love it.
Today I'm getting Maddie and Krivo's thoughts on the daily topic. There's only one rule, no fence sitting. I want to get your thoughts, guys, on sending screenshots.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it. I'm always doing that.
I mean, I loathe it. I've learnt lessons, though.
Like what?
You never screenshot and send things, especially if you're bitching about somebody. It always comes back and bites you in the ass. Is it about to bite me in the ass right now?
No, not you. So you don't mind the old screenshot, Krivo?
I'm always sending him.
Yeah, I do too. I sent one to you yesterday,
laziness,
actually, and obviously you didn't pick up on anything. So I'm obviously throwing myself into it because I thought, you know what? I'm going to get this in before the guys have a chance to use it on me.
What did you have open or what?
So yesterday I sent you, Krivo, a screenshot. This is embarrassing. Of the Carolina Reaper. And I had a chili, right, in a plastic bag. I called Krivo and I said, hey, I'm going to give you this chili tomorrow at work to take home for your cooking.
How come I didn't look at the other tabs?
And then, on the other tabs, I didn't realise till later on that there's the new FM tab. That's a ding.
You want a ding there? Okay.
Yeah. The Carolina Reaper. That's
Wikipedia,
okay.
Yeah.
And there was another tab on the Carolina Reaper, which is all about the chili that I was explaining to Krivo about.
Carolina Reapers.
And then there was another tab open, and it said, "Why does your poop float?"
Oh, Jade.
I thought to myself, I'm just going to throw myself in it now.
So what was it?
So this can't come back at me.
What was it about floating excrement that made you want to Google it?
So, okay, yesterday at work, I did a number 2 in the toilet and I noticed that it was floating. And I thought to myself, why do some float and why do some sink? And
we have the answer for it. Let's wrap this up with the actual answer.
Yeah, so turns out, if you ever have a floating stool, it's the result of something you ate. If you eat something that causes gas or you eat a large meal, the gas mixes in with the stool in the intestines. The extra air makes the poop less dense, causing it to float when it hits the toilet bowl.
Thank you. That's enough.
Yeah.
Why do you always tarnish our show with poo stories?
Well, I was just, you know what? Everyone's had been in this predicament, and I thought, you know what? I'm just going to Google it out of curiosity.
Solve it once and for all.
So anyway.
That's. I'm glad you brought that up. I would have never seen it. By now, we'll be checking your tabs. Because now I know you Google some crazy stuff.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Krivo.
Gonna go out and play some golf. Yeah, I'm gonna go out and play some golf. On New FM,
its natural environment is in the home.
Send them home. It's the Novos, Mini Golf Masters.
Oh, yeah, this is our Mini Golf Masters where you can walk away with a $500 cash-in-hand prize if you're one of the lucky four who's going to be putting head-to-head this Thursday night at Newcastle Super Putt. It is on. All thanks to Taco Licato at Broadmeadow. There's going to be an array of tacos after the event, so we're going to wine and dine. It's going to be great.
Are you a big taco fan, Jade?
I actually do like tacos.
I like tacos.
I love mini golf. I love you guys. What more could you want
Jade's
on a Thursday night?
Jade's version of a taco, though, is an Old El Paso.
It is true.
Hard shell taco with some mints and cheese.
Lettuce. Did yeah. Put lettuce in? Too fancy.
No. Put lettuce in. Okay. The old iceberg. Oh, that's yeah. not fancy. That's oh, yeah. $2, if that.
Cut up so, like, in little strips.
Yes.
Deluxe.
So, yesterday, obviously, we met Crystal, our first contestant. Today, we're meeting our lucky contestant number two, Sebastian. Hello.
No, he's not on the phone yet. It's coming up next.
Oh, sorry.
Jade, play along.
I was
along.
So excited.
Are you even here?
Nah, well, we're going to meet him in a minute.
Sebastian did a little rhyme in his entry for me.
Oh, he did. We're going to hear it now?
Yeah, read it out. Read
okay,
it out.
That was a big climax. Okay, here we go. my
you
name.
Like that sort of thing,
yeah,
though,
oh, I do. Adam Scott, I am not. When I play, I miss a lot. But I can keep a cool head and not lose the plot. And the comp better watch out when I get hot. Give me the right drop and I'll hit the winning shot.
Wow. Do you know, I can see why you picked him.
Yeah.
Yeah. A love of rhyme.
A love of rhyme, a lot of spots and hitting the right shot.
Topic,
you know.
Breaking me right now. We'll meet our next contestant after this at New FM.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Let's see, I should act my age. What's my age again?
The Novos, what's my age again?
That's what management tells us all the time. Act your age, act your age. Looking at the leaderboard, we are on 5 stars for me. I'm leading Jade on 3, followed by Crevo on 2. This is the game where we ask you a series of random questions in order to decipher your age by your voice alone. We think we're pretty good at it. And looking at this leaderboard, maybe you guys not so much. I'm pretty good at this game.
I don't know why I've trailed behind this year. Last year, I absolutely smashed it.
You did pretty good, actually. Mm. You didn't win, though.
Yeah, well, that's true. All right, so who's kicking off? Should I kick it off today?
Yeah, you go first.
How are you doing this morning?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Really good. All right, so I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, or we'll around the team, and then we'll all have a guess. Question number one for you. Where do you buy your groceries generally?
Usually at Coles.
Coles lady. All right, Jade, next question. Go.
Okay, what petrol do you use in your car?
Unleaded, 91.
Ooh, 91. Okay, a bit on the cheaper side.
Okay, you are 27 years old, Paige.
I think you are 28 years old.
Okay, I'm going to go with 30.
Okay, closest without going over. What's your age, Paige?
I am 24.
Oh, no point.
No points. Oh, there. You got us.
No good.
Well, thanks for playing.
Yeah.
Thanks, Paige. Appreciate it. Enjoy your day. Next up, Jade, we're going to T.
T, hello.
Hello, T.
Hey, T, mate. You have to turn your radio down for us, buddy.
Yeah, good. How are you?
Hey, T.
Yeah, good.
I love a man that goes by a single letter.
Yeah, that's it, brother. That's it.
It's the only way, T. It's the only way. Okay, question for T, number one, Jade.
Okay, how many bedrooms do you have at home, T?
2.5.
Okay.
So you've got a nice little sunroom or a study.
That's the one, the little sunny room.
All right, question number two for you, T. What was your last meal?
I had mashed and potato in...
Mussel and curry?
Mashed potato. No.
Bangers and mash?
Sausage in sauce with mashed potato.
Yeah, bangers and mash. Beautiful.
I love bangers.
All right, Crevo, how old is T?
I think he's 34.
Jade?
Don't tell us.
He said he's close, so I'm going to go 35.
I reckon you're 36, T. How old are you?
I'm 40, mate. 40.
I win.
Maddie gets a point.
What?
Happy days.
KT, you sound like you've got a crowd there with you, mate. What do you do?
I work in a plumbing company and we're all here, everybody's here listening to me on this lovely radio station.
Oh, big shout out to you guys all on the website.
What's your company name, T? Impress the boss. Give him a shout out.
It's called the Hexel Mullane.
Oh, beautiful. Happy days. Thanks, T. Thanks for playing, man. You sound like a lot of fun. I want to go over to T's house.
I know.
On the bangers and mash.
You know what? They don't have bangers and mash enough on the menus anymore. It's very rare that you find it.
It's one of your favourite meals of all time, would you say?
Oh, can't go past the sausage, Crevo.
Classic meal.
Bit of sauce on there.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On
UFM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
That makes the world go.
So, guys, next I want to bring something to you I'm going to call it one of the weirder corners of the internet that I've come across. It's a Facebook group called Blokes and Their Ice Creams. Now, like, you might be thinking, what is this? It's essentially this group of... There's 156,000 people in this group, so it's no mucking around, right? New FM has 27,000 followers. This is 156,000.
That's insane.
A lot of people, mostly in Australia, some in New Zealand, and essentially, it's basically guys taking photos of them eating ice creams, but sort of trying to look manly. I don't know. It's weird, but the comment section of some of these has to be heard to be believed. Very funny.
It doesn't take a lot to become famous, does it? Like, you know, think of the most mundane everyday things. Film yourself doing it and you might get famous. Like, jeez.
It's really funny because sometimes, like, the people, they get into, like, what the person looks like.
Yeah.
Famous lookalikes, that sort of thing.
Sweet.
It's a great corner of the internet.
It's coming up next, and Jade, look at
you. I love this song.
You can't contain yourself.
No, I can't.
Would you like to introduce it?
It's a Macarena Peeps.
It's the Macarena Peeps on 105.3
New FM. On 105.3
New FM. New FM. The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Clevo. In the pitch right where the
ice speak. Yeah, it's time to talk this really weird Facebook group I've come across called Blokes and Their Ice Creams. Now, I have no idea how I originally found this, but one of my friends sent me a message and goes, oh, I see you've joined that group as well. I didn't even remember joining it. I'm thinking maybe a late night on the wine sort of situation.
I was going to say, only you would stumble across a Facebook group of a bunch of men eating ice creams and turn this into a radio break.
It's bizarre, right? So they've got a number of different hashtags that trend amongst the group, mm-hmm. right? And these are, like, broken down into topics. The most popular is one called... Cream on.
Oh.
Hashtag cream on.
Cream on.
And
nice.
It says here, in the last 24 hours, for example, they've had 118 cream on hashtags.
Wow.
Right? So it's very popular. Now, the sort of situation is that you see for these photos is very, very average, normal-looking blokes eating ice creams in... I'm going to say it, sometimes it looks a little bit weird / sexual in terms of the way they're eating them.
Because you know what? There's nothing more enticing than watching a bunch of average-looking men eat ice creams in a sexual fashion.
Well, yeah, no, but some are very, very then, like, non-sexual and totally masculine. So have a look at this guy, for example.
Hey. Oh, right? Yeah.
He looks like a cone head crossed with a biker, and he's eating a big old Mr. Whippy, right? So that's an example. People go crazy for this, though. Like I said, about 150,000 people follow this page.
Yeah.
And the comments section, huge. If you want to be popular, Jade, get yourself a fake picture of a guy and eating ice creams. You'll get heaps of online traction.
To create a fake man account. Just quickly, though, have you participated in this group?
Have you
uploaded a picture of you eating ice cream?
I haven't.
Well, we're going to have to do this.
Yeah.
Obviously, right? So, another example of one of the pictures, right, is a bunch of guys who have, it looks like, put some vanilla bean ice cream into like a glass of Raspberry Cruiser. And they've gone, just some blokes enjoying a Raspberry Cruiser paired with vanilla bean ice cream. Nothing beats a classic spider, right? And then they've all got a picture of them all in sunglasses, weirdly, in the middle of the night, drinking this weird sort of spider contraption.
You know what? Spiders are underrated.
Well, some do say that. Jump to the comments section, and they get interesting, right? Top comment at the moment is from Lusa, who says, who creamed first, blokes? And then it goes on to, cream on. No gay times in this picture, but definitely a gay time, blokes.
You know what? Men fascinate me.
It's really weird, this,
like,
group.
You know, there you are on a Friday night catching up with your mates. Like, I just want to hear the conversation that they
that
have.
Leads
hey,
to
bro.
This.
Hey, bro. Do you know what? Let's get a cruiser and put an ice cream in it, make a spider, and at midnight we'll all drink from it.
And take
upload
pictures
it
of it
to the ice cream group. What's the actual group called?
Blokes and their ice creams.
There you go, guys. There's a hobby for you.
They're right into the eating challenges as well. So one popular one is, do you know those, it's like a Freddo ice cream but in a big tub?
Oh, yes.
Now, what they like to do, it seems, is put the stopwatch on and see how quickly they can eat a whole tub of it.
That's incredible. I would watch that.
Guaranteed diabetes as well if you're cracking into something like that.
You know what the best thing is about being an adult is that you can do these things.
Well, absolutely.
I had a cookie before dinner the other night and I just felt so proud of myself for doing it. Because all my life, you get told, no, not before
dessert
dinner.
Dessert only after dinner.
Yeah.
I mean...
something to look forward to, kids.
Small wins in life, I'd change. Yeah,
absolutely.
Like, you know, cookie before dinner.
100%.
My other favourite part of this are the celebrity lookalikes. Or what people... they're not exactly lookalikes, but they're exactly what people, like, target in on. So there's this one guy who has, like, sort of the tuft of hair, like Grant Denyer. Sort of, you know, that sort of vibe going on. Johnny says, cream on Grant Denyer and Michael Clark's love child-looking guy. and then cream on Macklemore looking guy sort of does have that same vibe, and it's definitely Michael Clark getting the trend as well. My favourite though is cream on cockatoo hair looking guy. It definitely has that, you know, the little tuft that the cockatoo has.
Absolutely. Interesting. Let's make our own one. Like here
I
on
think
the show.
We should.
Like, but something different. We can't do ice cream. Maybe like bananas, eating a banana.
I wonder if there's a group for that. That sounds like there'd already be a group for that, though.
Maybe, but maybe not. The internet is weird, but not complete.
Eating bananas. I'm putting it into Facebook real quick. Yeah, people eating bananas.
Damn.
Already exists. And there's a guy really, the profile pictures, he's really getting into that banana.
I'm full of original ideas, guys. Check it out. There you go. Boys, if you're bored on a Friday night, get the mates around. Happy days.
Or, you know, just get amongst people eating bananas. we're playing birthday lotto right now. $325 up for grabs. It reset after yesterday. We gave away $800, which is really cool.
Awesome stuff.
So how this works is that we pick a month at random. If you're born in that month, you call the show on 13 10 09, and then you get to spin the birthday balls for your chance to win the cash.
Okay, what month are we looking for today?
September.
Okay, September babies. The lines are now open. 13 10 09.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Oh, we gave away $800 yesterday. It was such a great moment on the show, and we're kicking things back off now with $325. If you were born in the month of September, you had to call the show on 13 10 09 for your chance to spin the birthday balls to win.
All right, it's time to meet Paul. He's from Hawks Nest, courier driver, and would never get a face piercing. His five-year plan, seeing himself on a permanent beach holiday. I feel you, Paul. I feel you.
It's awesome.
Good. Well,
hey, Paul, do you have any shackles weighing you down in life, or can you just pack up and go?
Oh, the only shackle would be the wife, but I'm sure she'd come with me. She'd love it.
She'd be into the permanent beach holiday. Are you a fisherman, Paul?
I am.
Ah, oh, nice one.
Yeah, as long as you can survive, you know, catching your own fish and eating coconuts, you'll be fine.
Eat off the land.
Especially living at Hawks Nest, you got the beach like two streets away.
Oh, you're living your best life.
Oh, so you're just going to ditch the house and go live down at the beach down the road. I love that.
Not far to go. Perfect.
All right, let's spin these balls for Paul, Jade.
All right, Paul. Let's hope we can get this cash for you. Oh. Oops, here we go. Here it is. Ball popped out.
I hate it when that happens.
I hope you were born on the 25th of September.
No, 29th.
Thanks,
so
Paul.
Close.
Sorry, man. Enjoy your birthday in September and enjoy that five-year plan.
Yeah.
It's a good five-year plan to have. Hey, news time up next in UFM. It's 7:56. Playing birthday lotto again, though, before 9 o'clock. Still worth $325.
UFM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else? What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
That's something out of Harry Potter, like when they go into the forbidden forest.
And forest. The forbidden forest.
This is The No-Gos.
New FM. That makes the world
go. Big news yesterday for Newcastle. ScoMo spotted around having a swim.
G'day, ScoMo.
I think he's left.
Oh, that was a quick trip.
Yeah, I mean, it does make me question, because the photo of him is him in some very small budgie smugglers. Does the Prime Minister's office not come with any allowance for decent swimmers?
There's nothing wrong with DTs. I like DTs.
If you think back to the only Prime Ministers ever spotted swimming ever, ScoMo. Tony Abbott and Harold Holt, and they're all wearing budgie smugglers.
What's wrong with that?
Get some board shorts.
You think ScoMo would have learned from the Tony Abbott backlash wearing his Speedos? I mean, nobody wants to see it.
You know what? I've got news for you. The Prime Minister doesn't give a stuff what anyone thinks about his swimmers.
Yeah, I just think, like, get some boardies, mate. Like, come on.
Are you feeling insecure?
I love on the Newcastle.
I think you are.
On the Newcastle Echo. Somebody's posted a picture of him at the beach. They said, also, who was at the Newcastle baths of the Savo and saw ScoMo? Could someone not have helped him out to sea and told him to look up Harold Holt? Savage.
That's a bit mean.
You know what? Good on him. I mean, I wish I had Scott Morrison's confidence.
Well, he's certainly got plenty of that.
I mean, you know, I'm like a demure woman from the 1920s at the beach. Yeah. Don't look at me.
Yeah, I'm not taking my shirt off.
Swim full clothes, fully clothed.
Why have you got your jeans on, Maddie?
He's definitely got the sexy dad bod. Don't you think?
No, absolutely not.
I think he does.
I think you're on an island there.
No.
Really? You find him attractive?
Well, look, I follow Scott Morrison on Instagram. Yeah. And
13109, do you think ScoMo is a sexy man?
I think he is.
Do you think he's the sex icon of our times?
Look, I think he was a sexier PM than Tony Abbott. I'd go ScoMo over Tony. Hold on, you need her.
Yeah.
Well, he would have bad breath, to be fair.
Wow. There you go, Jade. You never fail to surprise me
with your
taste.
You know who was my favourite, though? Malcolm Turnbull was my favourite.
Yeah, in terms of sexiness?
Yeah, I liked his sweaters.
So it's like that sort of man in a library vibe?
Yeah. I liked his little knits that he used to wear.
Knows his way around.
Goes Malcolm Turnbull, ScoMo, then...
Very different looking
John
man.
John Howard. I was attracted to John Howard back in the day, too.
I can't deal with you.
I think we had something else planned, but can we do this? 13109, do you find ScoMo or other Prime Ministers sexy?
You've got to rank them. I'm not the only woman out there who ranks Prime Ministers by sexiness.
All right, we'll take your calls. The lines are open. Do you find... any of our former or current prime ministers sexy?
Not.
Do you agree with Jade, or are you on the team, the rest of us in life, that say absolutely not?
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And if you just missed it, of course, ScoMo was in town yesterday, papped down at the ocean baths at Newcastle Beach. People are going wild over this, wearing Speedos. The perfect picture of a dad going swimming. Mm-hmm. Jade just dropped this. Jade, you think he's sexy. I can't believe it.
Skimpy swimwear he's wearing too. It's not like, they're not like the bit bigger ones. They're really hugging it up in there.
I don't know what it is, and I may be the only person out there, and that's okay. I can be, you know,
you're comfortable
the
OG,
right?
Your
that's
taste
fine.
Is up your bottom. I'm just saying.
Well, I've always looked at the Prime Ministers, they're always on TV, and I always sort of like to rate them and just in terms of doability, you know what I mean?
You said that Malcolm Turnbull, sexy. Tony Abbott, sexy. Who else?
John Howard.
Sexy.
He was third on my list. I put Malcolm Turnbull on top because I like his sweaters.
All right, well, 13109, do you find any of our former prime ministers sexy?
I can't be more blunt about it.
Stop it.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Oh, surely not. Just when you think, you know, you've heard it all, people call up for this stuff. Let's go to the phones. Brad, good morning. Do you find our prime ministers of past or present sexy?
Not this one.
No?
Did you see the picture?
No, I'd rather not look.
Yeah, what about what about Julia Morris? Is it
Julia
Gillard? Sorry, Julie. Been watching Julia a bit too Morris. too much TV. Julie Gillard?
Julia Morris, I think I might be sick.
Julia Gillard.
She was all right.
Yeah?
She wasn't too bad.
Hey, you found a powerful woman attractive?
Oh, yeah. No, she was all right.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for your
Wouldn't
call.
I want to have a scandal with her.
Thanks for your input there, Brad.
Hey, thanks, man.
I still don't know if he finds a prime minister sexy.
Yeah, I was confused about that.
I think he likes Julia.
Jason, hello, how are you today?
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Jade thinks ScoMo looks hot in a Speedo. Do you agree?
Yeah, nah.
No?
Absolutely not.
Do you find any of our former prime ministers sexy, Jason?
Julia was pretty good.
You like a redhead?
Yeah.
Is it? Do you think it's the power that does it for you?
I think the woman in power thing's a bit of a cool thing, yeah.
Yeah, she had really nice amber eyes that just went really well with her red hair.
What about Gladys? You know, she's a woman in power.
That
does
is
she
true.
Do it for you?
Oh, Gladys beer can chicken.
Do you know what? I have a theory here. I don't know if you agree, Jason, but if ScoMo was like a garbo picking up Jade's bins in Broadmeadow, I don't think she'd find him as sexy. She just thinks he's sexy because of the power and the cash.
Probably.
Yeah,
probably.
That's
Jade. Well, you know what? He does like NRL as well, so that's a bonus.
So you could go and watch the game together on a Friday night. That's a bit of fun.
Well, there you go. Look, clearly nobody thinks
says no,
prime ministers are hot.
Interesting that it was men that called.
Yeah, well, they just felt the need to talk about how the budgie smugglers were way too small for such a man.
On an island, Jade. On an island.
Oh, look, I like my island.
What's the goss up next with producer Jackson? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Do you find any of our prime ministers hot?
I do like Daddy Turnbull. Also, I'm on the record for saying that I would love to take Gladys Berejiklian to dinner.
Would
you? 100%.
Would you turn
my dream
for her?
Date. She's my dream date.
Really?
Wow, I'm taking that as a yes.
Wrote her a drunk letter once.
Did you?
Yeah, she responded.
Yeah, remember that?
No.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I was like, you love who you love.
That's incredible. Aw, good on you, Gladys.
Yeah, I love a corrupt Polly. Hey, up next, I've got details on the Super Bowl and what irked fans. Also, too, I'm not sure how familiar you are with Suzanne Summers, but she's had a very interesting incident unfold on a Facebook Live, and I've got some audio.
Oh, okay. Looking
brilliant.
Forward to this.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Cameron, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Producer Jackson is here. I love this time of the day. And can we start with Super Bowl stuff?
100%. The Weeknd performed, of course, for the halftime show. This was a little bit different. I don't know if you've seen it yet, like the full 14 minutes of it.
Yeah, I watched it yesterday. I loved it.
You
liked
it?
I thought it was great,
yeah. It was a little bit boring, so...
Well, you know, COVID. You know,
yeah, in the middle of a pandemic, I can't judge the poor guy, but he decided to do it completely by himself, which I think let him down a little bit. This was completely pre-recorded.
No,
so,
really?
Yeah, they pre-recorded the whole, like, live show. As I said, no guests, but they stuffed up the sound.
Oh,
so this is what
no.
people on Twitter were really annoyed about. So one viewer said, is it just me or does the Weeknd sound terrible right now? Some sound guy's getting fired.
I thought he sounded great.
He was just very soft.
Right.
Yeah, so
apparently he paid for this whole thing himself.
Did he?
He invested $7 million into this.
Actually,
no.
$9.5 made $1 million.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, maybe that's like the Australian figure or something.
Yeah, no. So, originally it was estimated 7.1, right. But then it was 9.1 because they had to actually build the whole halftime stage within the stadium for COVID.
So
that's why it costs so much more money.
So the NFL actually only pays any of these artists who perform $1.
Mm. Yeah.
So the record company or the artist has to fund everything.
Right. Well, it makes sense because everyone's going to start streaming their music and buying stuff, so they'll end up making all the money back anyway.
I don't know, though. Would you make $9 mil?
Especially in COVID, because it's all like promoting their tours and stuff like that, right? No one's touring at the moment. So, I mean, unless he's got a new album coming out soon.
I'm going to say it. What? I'm all weekended out.
Really?
He's just been in our faces for a solid 12 months, and this just kind of caps it off.
I don't think he's a big enough star to follow J-Lo and Shakira from last year.
So his net worth, they reckon, about $80 million. So he's invested 10% of his net worth in this one performance.
You know what? Mm. Tax write-off for him.
Pretty confident. Someone else who performed at the Super Bowl... Miley Cyrus, and she's actually broken down. Listen to this audio of her not being able to finish the song. So she tries. She's like, nah, I'm out. So she cried, probably over Liam Hemsworth in Wrecking Ball. She did a pre-show game for TikTok, which is interesting.
Oh, poor Miley.
Yeah.
She's still heartbroken.
I like Miley. Oh, she recovered. I like Miley. She also covered Heart of Glass. Joined by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts as well, which that's I know UFM loves. Yeah, interesting pairing. But hey, enough about Super Bowl. Everyone's talking about Super Bowl.
Also, not as much buzz this year with the Super Bowl.
No,
it's
really low.
And people are really furious because no one in the crowds were wearing their masks properly. I don't know. America. Moving on to another American story. Suzanne Summers. I don't know how familiar you are with this woman. She's pretty big over in the States. Like, she's sort of like one of those older celebrities. But she's been doing this live stream yesterday on Facebook, and she's promoting her new makeup range. I don't know who's going to buy that. Anyway, I'm all about Fenty. But Suzanne Summers has had an intruder midway through, a half-naked intruder, might I add, in her house. It's very dark. It looks like a Halloween set. And this is how she reacts. Very cool, calm, collect.
Are you here?
I'm here.
Oh, come here.
Hi.
Why were you terrified?
I'm not even sure. There were ghosts following me.
Who are you?
I am Aaron Carpenter.
How did you get here?
A friend led me up this hill, and then I came down.
Okay, you shouldn't be here.
This is our house.
But anyway.
Is she aware that people in America carry guns? I'd be tasering him.
That's amazing. She was so relaxed. But you know what? I reckon after her long career, she's 74.
She would have seen it all.
She's seen it all. She's seen that person roughly already, knows exactly what to do with.
That is true. She said after the Facebook Live, all clear and safe. Thanks for your concern. Have a great weekend.
Oh, what a boss.
It's pretty cool, actually, to be that calm and collected. Whack job in your house.
That's not going to sell some makeup for her now. Like, would you buy that makeup after that, Jade?
To be honest, a hero woman. You like what you like.
Okay.
Yeah, I've just seen some. You have a look at her pictures and see if the makeup vibes for you.
Okay.
Well, let's be real, too. Suzanne Summers' failed Facebook Lives, a better Instagram campaign than The Weeknd's $9 million. halftime show.
Free as well. All it costs is one intruder.
Oh, my God, Jade.
What?
I'm just having a look at a picture of Suzanne Summers.
And? What are you? Are you?
Oh, wow.
What do you mean?
You guys have similar style.
Do we?
Yeah.
Let me Google it.
Like, uncanny, really, don't you think?
No, that's different. She's wearing a fascinator / crown.
Is Maddie just trying to be
funny?
I'm
going
to protect your feelings, Jade. Don't Google.
I don't look anything like her.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else? What else?
On UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. That makes the world
go. Okie dokie, guys. Oh, we've got 105 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next. Guys, come on.
Where's producer Jackson?
I got some Kylie Minogue, who's reportedly engaged, if you believe the tabloid.
Do you know what? I am so glad because she deserves love and happiness.
209th time lucky. Robbie Williams as well. These two should have hooked up back in the day, actually.
Nah,
did they?
Kylie's got better taste than Robbie.
I don't know. He's such a smooth guy, though. Also to the big stinky stank, George Ezra.
And Shotgun. As well.
Do you know what, Jackson?
Yeah.
What?
I don't appreciate that. George Ezra is great.
I really like George Ezra, but he just looks like he smells.
Yeah, you always say this.
Well, coming up after this, Jade has a new game she wants to try out on the show. We have no idea how it works or what it is.
Yeah.
The floor is yours, Jade.
Well, you guys didn't listen yesterday when I was trying to explain it.
I listened.
Very complicated. No. Newcastle's most complicated game coming up.
It isn't. Confused. It isn't. So I got this at Christmas time, okay? It's called Scramble.
Santa Scramble, in fact.
Look, I took out the Santa categories, okay, right? So all it's right. Just called Jade, Maddie and Crevo's Scramble. So,
don't put our name on it yet until we've done it.
Give Jade the floor. Give Jade the floor.
Okay, so we need two players to call 13 10 09 to play Jade, Maddie and Crevo's Scramble. This is where we give you a topic, and the player who bids the most answers will then be asked to name them. Okay, so for example, if I give you a category of famous cricketers and you say you can name 10 of them, then you have to name all the 10 famous cricketers and the player will have a minute to answer them all.
Okay, what happens?
How do you win?
Yeah. So, obviously, so Crevo, how many famous cricketers do you think you could name?
One.
Maddie?
Two.
So, Maddie bidded the most, so he gets to name them.
Shane Warne. And Steve Waugh.
Correct. Okay. So then he'd win.
No, right. But doesn't he have to try and beat it?
No, he doesn't. So if you can't fulfil,
that's what I was
the prize
say.
Goes automatically to the loser. He doesn't have to play.
Don't even have to do anything.
No, and you'll walk away with a Valentine's Day hamper. It's a fun game.
All right.
Trust me.
Sam Smith, Diamonds.
13 10 09 if you want to play.
Right now,
I'll
8:41.
Give you an easy category.
Good morning.
UFM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Ooh, yeah, $325 up for grabs yesterday. This is easy cash. It really is. Like, we're not promising tens of thousands of dollars. We just got hundreds, but it's easy to win. All you need is a birthday to play here. And joining us on the phone right now is Peter. He's from Cardiff. He considers himself a terrible cook. The best decision he's ever made in life is having kids, and he's got many phobias, guys, including snakes, spiders, and heights. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
How's your morning today?
Good, thank you.
That's the way. Very good. So, a snake and a spider and you on top of a tall building, a dream come true.
Yeah, no way.
All right, let's spin these birthday balls for Peter, please, okay. Jade.
All right, Peter.
You think Jade's your lucky charm today, Peter?
Oh, gee, I hope so.
Oh, no pressure. All right, I've pulled out the 19th of...
October.
Yeah!
What?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, you beauty!
That's amazing!
Yeah!
That's so good, I love
you
that.
You made my day.
Oh, yes. You're welcome, man. So what are you going to do with the cash?
I'm going to Queensland in March with my brother. So that'll come in handy.
Oh, how cool. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember you. We had a chat to you on the phone not long ago.
That's correct.
Oh, good on you, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, Peter, congratulations. Tuesday morning. What a great way to start the day. More radio station money gone, guys. Happy days.
Yes.
Oh, congratulations, mate. You enjoy that. And thank you for listening. The jackpot reverts back to $300 tomorrow, guys. Birthday lotto. Twice in a week.
That's
twice
incredible.
Twice in 2 days.
It's only $1,200 we've given away this week in cold hard cash in your back pocket.
You know what? I've got to check my lotto ticket that I bought on Monday now.
You're feeling lucky.
Yeah, well, you know, third time's a charm.
Hey,
happy days.
Let's go for three tomorrow. Fingers crossed.
Absolutely. Guys, enjoy your day. So good. Jackson, 105 commercial free, coming up next.
Yo.
How good is that?
Yeah, very exciting stuff.
And Peter off with his brother to Queensland.
I know.
That'll help.
I'm a little bit jealous of everyone winning this money around me. Mika is on the way. Whatever happened to this guy? He was best friends with Adele.
Fun fact, yeah. Mika is a judge on the Italian version of The X Factor.
Really?
Hey, that's a payday.
What an achievement.
The band, man.
AJR with Fresh Bang. And I talked about a song that samples this yesterday. Now we got the real thing.
Ah, Apple 65.
Yes, it is.
I love that. Absolute cracker.
It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. It's your official at-work station. We'll catch you tomorrow to hopefully give away more money.
See you guys.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
Bye.
UFM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.